Madam Secretary, welcome. We are very honored to have you tonight. Secretary Albright, thank you for your continued service, contributions to world affairs. Secretary General Rasmussen, we are particularly pleased you are here tonight, and congratulations on a very successful speech at Georgetown University this morning. I know Secretary Albright inspired you, and you listened to every word she said on all counts, and we are very, very pleased. General Scowcroft, who is a living legend, as we all know, for your continued leadership, we are grateful. General Scowcroft, thank you for your leadership of the Atlantic Council. To our sponsors who have already been noted, we are grateful, we are proud that you have come together with the Atlantic Council for this speech and for our conference tomorrow. And to the ambassadors in the room representing countries from all over the world, in particular NATO, thank you for your leadership and, of course, our corporate sponsors, which without our corporate sponsors, we would not have the venue that we have tonight. First, I want to acknowledge the work that is being done, and especially as Secretary Clinton kicks off the strategic concept conference, which will begin tomorrow morning, is particularly appropriate. It's appropriate because it is relevant to the great challenges that face all of our citizens of the world, and working together to form a stronger alliance that deals with these realities is what we are about tonight. Now let me also introduce Secretary Albright. Secretary Albright played a very defining role at an historic time in the history of NATO. At the end of the 20th century, not just the dynamic of enlargement, but why and how NATO was enlarged, expectations, strategies, as we are still playing those dynamics out. As you all know, this is a world leader who has given many years of service to her country and world affairs. She, as you all know, was our ambassador to the United Nations, and then in the second Clinton administration served very ably as our Secretary of State. We are proud of her efforts and continued leadership, and I'm particularly proud of the fact that I am a colleague of Secretary Albright's at Georgetown University. They defined the standards down when they accepted me. But nonetheless, Secretary Albright is a real professor among all of the other accomplishments in her portfolio. And with that, it will be Secretary Albright who will introduce our distinguished guest tonight, Secretary Madeleine Albright.